You know, dreaming with God, deciding what to do with Him should really give you a dissatisfaction in the natural, in what you can do on your own. If you dream really big dreams with God, you should be dissatisfied with the natural life. You know, my granddaughter is 3 and a half, and she's praying for her dollies to be healed all the time. I mean, we never played that game when I was little. I won't tell you what she does that they break things and then she has to pray for them, but rolls their head up in the window of the car. Let's pray. Jesus, come. That is her normal, though, praying. Somebody's sick, somebody's hurting, that's what she wants to do. She sees angels in the classroom. She'll see them, and the rest of the kids will run over and start playing in the corner where Delaney saw an angel. You should be going after something that's just not in the natural. It's not enough. It's not all that you want. You want more. And you are the hope. You're carrying that. So I encourage you today to just get in touch with what it is that you're carrying. Get with some friends and ask them. If you can't find it for yourself, ask your really good friends, what is it that I'm carrying? They'll tell you. And let me just pray, and then we'll introduce the ladies. Lord, we just repent from any thinking of putting somebody else down when they try to rise up, God. That thing in our heart that we just repent from that thinking that there's only so much to have, God. That there's only a little bit and we have to share it. But in you, you're limitless, God. And we call that limitness now into our being, into our thinking, into our soul. You're limitlessness, God.